Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either express or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. inside the Love Zone USA with my partner in crime, my producer, Tony Diamond. And we're going to get on the MP3s. He's going to take care of that. I'm going to take care of the topic. And before we do that, we need to, you know, do some cleanup. If you'd like to check out the show on the go, then be sure to get it on Stitcher.com, Stitcher.com. Download the free app. You can also check us out on TuneIn.com. And then go to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheLoveZoneUSA. And you'll see the topic already posted. It's waiting for you right there. I'm going to open up the chat room right now so that we get that set up for those of you who want to reach out to us via the chat room. I'm going to get it open right now. And you can also go to TheLoveZoneUSA.com, our website. Yeah, the website. Click on the broadcast tab, and then what you do is click on the Blog Talk Radio logo, and that'll take you to the page where the show is. So now that we got you pretty much all set up, well, we're going to talk about this particular show tonight. Yeah, this is an interesting show about sex. And what is the topic tonight? Well, there was an article in a magazine online, and it said, the types of sex a woman fantasizes or is looking to have or must have before she gets married. There are 12 types of sex a woman must have or is looking to have before she gets married. And we're going to discuss those 12 different experiences tonight. I also have a guest coming. He is a sex therapist and one of the best in the business. His name is Joe Zychek, and he'll be here, and we'll ask him some questions about this because it's pretty interesting that women have these fantasies, and the magazine is saying they need to have this experience prior to getting married and having a fulfilling marriage. Also, something new, we've got new music tonight by John Legend. That's right, we'll be playing some cuts off his brand new album, Love in the Future. So we've got a lot of things in store for you right here, as well as some information about ticket giveaways for B.B. King's The Whispers concert. We're going to talk about that as well. So we just want you to sit back, relax, enjoy the music, enjoy the show. And you know what we are going to do right now? I'll tell you what we're going to do. I think we're going to get into some music in just a bit, but before we do that, I want to remind you that we are giving away the John Legend album. Yeah, the John Legend album. And in that album that we are going to be playing tonight, you're going to hear some cuts. We're going to give it away. And we'll tell you how we're going to do that in just a little while. I need to post something on the Facebook page, but we also have a contest page, so I'm going to paste that contest page up on our Facebook page. But right now, I think we're about ready to get in some music. We're going to take it away with this one. It's by Incognito, and features the young lady that was here about a week ago, the lovely lady. Her name is Mesa. This one's entitled Step Into My Life, here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com.
searched all day and into the night to find a love I could call mine. Time has sustained a joy in my heart, knowing one day I'd feel where you were. Together forever is more than a passing thought. Embracing the comfort of sharing a love that never gets lost. Enter this life where we are together, sharing our joy in the prime of our youth. Your love is my dream that somehow came true. God knew my heart, He blessed me with you. Ooh. Down upon me, I smiled at you, smiled back with your eyes, loved how it meant to be frozen in time. You are the woman who defines the me that I am.
What's up, y'all? This is John Michael, and when you're in the mood for love, good music, and real talk, listen in to thelovezoneusa.com.
Hey, this is Mesa. When it's time to get an update on what's happening with the top 7 songs of the last 7 days, I check out Tony Diamond's Countdown on thelovezoneusa.com.
All right, Mesa, and you got a little bit of Will Downing there. It's entitled Blessings. Here inside the Love Zone USA is yours truly, Mike T. Well, if you go to our Facebook page, I got something for you. Yeah, we got tickets for the Whispers, and we also have tickets for Mint Condition. That's right. Both groups, they'll be performing at B.B. King's, and Mint Condition will be there October 10th, and the Whispers will be there October 11th. You want to win tickets to either of those shows, be sure to go there to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thelovezoneusa, and just when you put in the message, make sure you list which show you'd like to win tickets for. Now, also in our Tell a Friend and Win contest, post the link on your Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, send it out in email, and increase your chances to win, because the people who tell the most people, well, we put them in a pot, and you know, we list them, the computer pulls you up and picks the people who are have promoted it and told most of their friends, because there's a referred by field and they say, who referred you? So make sure your friends know to put your name. That's October 10th and 11th. The 11th is the Whispers and October 10th is Mint Condition. And you can win those tickets. Just go and register at our facebook.com/theLoveZoneUSA page. Or if you go to our broadcast page, if you're on that, just click on the flyer with the B.B. King's flyer, and you can fill out and register there. Yeah, we got many ways for you to get access to this. And speaking of winners, well, I want to announce the winners from last week. To the Mesa album CD. The following names hopefully have their Mesa CD and have downloaded the album: Christy Bannister, Lisa Johnson, Darius Jones, Gail Griffin, Danita Henderson, Darren Stewart, Pearly Smith, Dina Smith, Shay Smith, and Karen Armstead. Congratulations, 10 winners of the new Mesa album, Blue Velvet. Yeah. So, now, with no further ado, I'm just going to let you know that tonight's show is about sexual experiences that women need to have. It was an article done as to women wanting these experiences or needing these experiences and stating that if they did have them, they would be better off as far as having a fulfilling marriage. We're going to talk about those 12 sexual experiences in just a little while, but right now we're going to go back to more music. I'm going to let Tony Diamond take it away on the MP3 here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Tu le sais, tu me tiens.
Sophisticated lover.
t'aimer en faux. Sans toi, je ne vis pas. Tous ces mal de doute, je le sais, tu me tiens.
Sophisticated lover.
Hi, this is Mesa. When I want to be loved good, I spend my evenings with Mike T on the LoveZoneUSA.com. He knows how to love you right.
My baby won't talk to me. She giving me the third degree. The peace is sure enough disturbed. I know I'm just getting on a nerve. She's the only one I need. We were truly meant to be. Can't nobody keep it real like my girl. Nobody in the whole wide world come home to me. Girl, I need you. I know it's hard to see.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Your love will always be my favorite thing.
So if you meet her on Facebook, me. My baby is the only one I freak see.
Yeah.
She can't give it up for so long. Got a brother waiting by the phone. And I love her like sweet potato pie. Her forever put a twinkle in my eye. Cold blooded, but I can't get enough. Ooh, I love that girl so much.
Come home to me.
Come on home.
Favorite thing.
Yeah.
She the kind of girl that make your heart sing like a fountain of love that you can't understand. I know about it like the back of my hand. It's enormous strength from way down south.
Oh, yeah,
tender
yeah.
Only take the words out your mouth and the power of love make you feel so good.
Well,
that's why
well,
I love her like a grown man should.
There goes my baby girl.
Hi, this is Mesa. When I'm in the mood to find out what's going on with the ladies, talking about dating, sex, relationships, and marriage, I tune in to Zena and Fallon on the Girlfriend Network on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
That's the Girlfriend Network this coming Monday night, 9 p.m. until 10 p.m. right here on the Love Zone USA channel. Joe's Julie, Mike T, and Tony on the MP3s. You know, we're going to tell you that Mesa is also nominated for Soul Train Music Awards. Be sure to go to our Facebook page and vote for her. That's facebook.com/TheLoveZoneUSA. You can also get there by going to www.TheLoveZoneUSA. And in the right-hand corner, we have all the icons. We have iTunes. We got TuneIn. We got Stitcher.com. So you can reach everything from our LoveZoneUSA.com website. Like I said, a little later on, we're going to play some Mint Condition and some Whispers, and you'll be able to win tickets to their show. Coming up at B.B. King's Restaurant in New York for the New Yorkers who listen to us on the Love Zone USA. We're going to get into something a little bit more, but tonight's subject, like I said, is about women and their sexual experiences and their desire to have certain sexual experiences before they get married. Do you think they should? Well, we're going to open up the phone lines for you as well a little later on, but in a few minutes we're going to get to our guests. And we're going to get to our guest. Our guest tonight is a sex therapist. His name is Joe Zychik, and he has been doing it a long time as far as helping people with sexual therapy. We're going to come back after music, and we're going to talk to Joe here inside the Love Zone USA. But you know what? I told you we're going to be giving away the album by John Legend. Well, we're going to be doing that in a little bit, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the link up on our Facebook page and allow you to win it tonight. Or, tell you what, open the phone lines right now, 347-539-5729. If you want to win that John Legend album, give me a call right now, 347-539-5729. Let's play something from that album. It's the title, All of Me. Here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com, here's John Legend.
What would I do without your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out? You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning, 'cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. How many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your beginning,
Now, Then, and Forever. That's the name of the brand new album by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that's my promise. My promise to you is we're going to do something special with Earth, Wind, and Fire. You can rest assured of that. Here inside the Love Zone USA, my name is Mike T. And I got Tony Diamond, my producer, here on the MP3s. And Tony's going to be here tomorrow night, 8 to 9 p.m. Be sure to check him out. And looks like our guest is waiting in the green room there, and we're going to bring him on in just a second. Yeah, we got a lot of things going on here. John Legend album, tickets, giveaways to the mint condition, and Whispers at B.B. King. We got John Michaels is coming to the Girlfriend Network. We're going to talk about that and play some music from his new CD as well. He's been here before, but he's got a new album out. So we're going to talk about all that. But looks like it's about that time for me to bring my guest in. And my guest's name is Mr. Joe Zajcik. He's a sex therapist, and he's going to comment on our show tonight. And like I said, this show is about women's experiences before they get married, their sexual experiences. So bringing Joe on right about now, what I'd like to say to him initially, and just we got to get right into this before we tell you about him. I have this burning question as to that I have to ask Joe right about now. And the question simply is, what do you think, Joe? Tell me. What's your idea about these women and this article that has, you know, just been placed all over the internet? And I just need to know, this 12 sexual experiences before they get married to have a fulfilling marriage. What do you think about that, Joe?
I think it's pure nonsense. I mean, the idea that a woman or a man needs to experience 12 sexual positions before they can have a good marriage is it's nonsense. You know, what sex is an emotional experience. It doesn't depend on the position.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. In your therapy, because you've been doing this for many years, what do you feel about these experiences, and do you think women fantasize about them? Well, better yet, you know what, before I get into that, I want to know, what do you tell your clients when advising them about sex and sexual addiction? What do you tell your clients, Joe?
I always explain to my clients that sex addiction is just a symptom of fleeting intimacy. And as I talk to my clients, and they tell me that, you know, they got a hold of some information that told them, use this position, that position, whatever position, and the two of you will feel better about each other and your marriage will get better. It's pure nonsense. And I don't know how anybody who could write that article knows nothing about what a real marriage is.
Well, I can tell you're not too happy with that article, Joe, and we're going to talk to you more about it in a little bit. And we're also going to take some callers a little later on, but right now I want to go back to some more music before we talk to Joe and more about the sexual experiences that this article stated that women should, you know, enjoy the 12 positions prior to getting married. Yeah, well, we're going to talk more about that. But right now, we got some Rochelle Fleming here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com. It's brand new, just for you.
though no one can see it in your lovely smile. It is time for you to be where I can soothe you. Come inside my deepest love just for a while. And have a sweet dream till the morning. Have a sweet dream through the night. Have a sweet dream. Feel that everyone's against you. There could be nothing that's further from the truth. But you were born to give the world love, hope, and power. And I was made to love you when your day is through. So have sweet dreams till the morning. Have sweet dreams. There's so many things and people you must say. But the good part is that on all those dying days, I will shower you with sweet love and mistakes. So have sweet dreams till the morning. Sweet dreams through the night. Have sweet dreams.
Sweet Dreams, song written for Michelle Obama and our president, Barack Obama. That's right, the first lady and the president. That song was written specifically for them, called Sweet Dreams. Oh, she has a wonderful voice, and we just love her here inside the Love Zone USA, and we are so glad that she graced us last week with her presence. Well, I'm going to get back into our topic with our guest, Joe Zajcik, a sex therapist. We're going to bring him back on. And right now, I've got to get into this now. Well, let's talk about those 12 sexual experiences and positions that women should have before they get married. Let me just go right down the list, Joe, before we ask you the next question. They're talking about foreigner sex, meaning having sex with a foreigner. The one sex, you know, the person who is the one. You should at least have that experience before you get married. Then they have what they call the big dick sex. You got to fantasize or get that big dick sex thing out of the way before you get married. They talk about bad sex. They say a woman doesn't know the difference between good sex until she's had some bad sex. She needs to have that experience. Then the angry sex, hate sex, breakup sex. You got to have all of that before you get married. Then they talk about rock star sex. You know, every woman fantasizes about being with a celebrity, Teddy Pendergrass, John Legend. The list goes on and on, but you need to have that, they say. Booty sex, anal sex, well, not a lot of women are into that, but they say that that's an experience a woman should have prior to getting married. Now, this one is interesting to me, Joe. It's girl-on-girl sex. Well, they had, in the article, there was a picture of a girl kissing another girl, so I think you get the idea from that. Then another one that interested me, age gap sex. You know, older man, younger woman, and then the older woman, younger man. You need to have various experiences with different men in different age groups. And this is what this article was all about. We got three more. Being on top sex. Yeah, taking control, being domineering. They talked about that experience. A lot of women are very, you know, some women, well, I won't say a lot. Some women are, you know, they stay in the submissive position, but they say you should get on top sometime and control it. I think men like that, actually. Can't keep it up sex. Now, that's something that, you know, happens to a lot of men, most men, including me. You have that one drink too many. You're with the, somebody you wanted to get with, and little Jimmy is not paying attention. He's not saluting anybody. So they say a woman should experience that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's a conversation that you guys got to get through without, you know, one feeling, you know, really losing self-esteem there. And then the last one is self-love, masturbation. Now, okay, Joe, I gave you all 12. The question now lies, what do you think and what do you feel about these experiences? Do you think women fantasize about them and feel they need them before having a fulfilling marriage?
I'm going to say things that you don't hear in the media. First of all, every couple has to work out their sex life. So the idea that two people are going to meet and they're going to start to have sex, and there's never going to be a problem, I don't believe it. I have to assume that maybe it's happening out there somewhere, but personally, I've never seen it, even though I've heard a lot of people say it. But remember, when people come to me, they tell me things that they won't tell anybody else. Half the couples I work with tell me that their friends think they have the best marriage. So you want to be very careful when you get information that sounds, you know, like lollipop talk. It doesn't matter what the position is. And, you know, here this person is telling you woman on woman, masturbation, bad sex, I forget whatever else, all the nonsense that goes on. I don't know about your audience. So I'm sure there are a lot of women who are not going to like what I'm going to say. Well, I can't say that about your audience, but I can tell you this. Most women have no interest in masturbation. Yes, they will. Most women have no interest in masturbation. But you will not hear that in the media.
Most women don't have interest in masturbation? That's So, Joe, wait a minute. So, let me get to this now. You're talking about most women don't have interest in masturbation. So who do you think porn and masturbation appeals to most?
Usually you'll see the people get addicted to masturbation are men. It's very, very, very rare that women get addicted to masturbation. And I can tell you a real simple test for this. The market will show you. Most porn is made for men. It's not for the woman. It's made for the man because that's where the market is. Most women are not interested in masturbation. Most women have no interest in porn. Most women are usually sickened by it. I don't know who's in your audience, and so they might get offended by what I'm saying, but I can tell you that they really don't know what's going on out there, because the media controls the flow of information in this area.
Well, I can tell you, Joe, we got more to talk about in this particular subject. Woo! That porn and masturbation is designed for men. Let's get it on. So, well, if porn and masturbation is meant for men, then I tell you what, this one's for you, ladies. We're going to go into the whispers. If you'd like to win tickets to their concert at B.B. King's, give me a call right now, 347-539-5729, because you know what we're going to do for you, ladies? We're going to rock steady here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com.
You are all that I insist.
B.B. King's along with the Whispers, the 10th and the 11th of October. So if you want to get your tickets, give us a call, 347-539-5729, or you can just register at our Facebook.com/ the Love Zone USA page, or go to thelovezoneusa.com, click on the broadcast tab, then click on the Blog Talk Radio logo, and it'll take you to the flyer for B.B. King's. Do it right now. You can register there or give me a call on the request line, 347-539-5729. We're going to come back and talk to our guest, Joe Zajcik, right after this.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
And if you'd like to join our staff and earn some extra income, all you have to do is go to our LoveZoneUSA.com page and go click on the Contact Us button and say, yes, I'd like to earn extra income. And one of our representatives will get back to you. Here inside the Love Zone USA is yours truly, Mike T. We're going to get back to our subject right about now with our guest, Joe Zajcik, who is a sex therapist. And let me tell you that this topic of the 12 sexual experiences that women need to have. If you got a comment or a question, I'm going to take you right after this. But I want to get Joe back in here and ask him. Yeah, Joe, well, I know you've been waiting around. Let me ask you, do you think a woman doesn't need to have these sexual experiences prior to marriage? So what's your thought on that, Joe?
So let's say this woman is wrapped up in this fantasy life, right, where she's having... She has all 12 of these fantasies going on in her head. I don't think she'd be able to have a good marriage because she'd be all over the place. So while she's having sex with her husband, I forget what the other kind of sex she's supposed to have, but look, she is going to be so confused that I don't think she can have a good marriage because she'd be all over. She would be literally going from one sexual fantasy to another, to another, to another, to another, to another. And here, the popular media, you read things and you'll hear that, oh, the woman's having sex and this is the fantasy that's going through her mind, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this is going to shock, it's not going to shock most people, but it will shock those people who are into a lot of the nonsense that the mainstream media points out. Most women actually are connected to their partner during sex, and their mind isn't wandering over to some other fantasy. Whereas with a lot of men, their mind will wander, and even then, from what I observe, the majority of men who have sex with their partner, they're completely connected with their partner. Their fantasy, they're not having fantasies of other people while they're having sex with their partner. And certainly that's true of most women.
Well, if you think that women aren't having these sexual fantasies, Joe, my question to you now is, what do you think of a woman who does have all 12 of these fantasies and they are thinking about them and they're wanting to experience them before their marriage? So what do you say to that, Joe?
I say that any woman who believes that is emotionally stupid. Any woman who buys into that has no idea what intimacy is about. Not only that, if you actually sit down and talk with women, they would be flabbergasted that this is required before marriage. And if you speak to most women, if they're going to be honest with you, look, a lot of women aren't going to call up and say, what are you talking about? This is not what a marriage is about. I don't have to have sex with a foreigner before I can have a good relationship and build a good marriage. So look, whoever wrote that article is obviously a very good, sleazy writer, understands the marketplace, and understands they can put crap out like this and get away with it.
We're going to come back with Joe Zychek. If you've got a comment or a question, give us a call, 347-539-5729. If you have a comment or a question about our topic of women having 12 sexual experiences before they get into a fulfilling marriage. Right now, from the album by Mr. John Legend, Love in the Future. This one's entitled Made to Love, here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Much more than you remain. Extraordinary machines. Oh, I never loved someone like this. All I know. Thank you.
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
And as he joins us with his latest single on the Motown label entitled Got to Give It Up, let's welcome one of the great talents in the history of popular music. Let's get your hands together, gang, for Mr. Marvin Gaye.
Thank you. Yo, this is EQ, exceptional quality. Yo, when I'm taking a break from making tracks, you know what I got on. I got that Love Zone USA, top 7 of the last 7 countdown, every Friday from 8 to 9, featuring Tony Diamond. Love Zone.
Yeah, EQ up in the building. I love that promo. Well, we're going to get EQ in the house. Anyway, Tony Diamond tomorrow, 8 to 9, he's going to be rocking the MP3s. I just told Tony something about us working together on a live broadcast. And if it comes down the pike, y'all going to be the first ones to hear about it. Yeah, we're not going to say too much about it right now because I like to wait until the ink is dry on the paperwork. So getting back to our topic here, I want to bring Joe back in. And Joe, I got to ask you, what do you say about women who have never had sex as a comparison to good sex? If they've never had bad sex as a comparison to good sex, what do you have to say about that, Joe?
That's like saying you don't know what good food is until you've eaten dog shit. I have clients who they actually met when they were very young. Like I have one couple, I think she was 16 when they married. She was 18 when they married. He stayed completely faithful to her. They've had problems. We've been able to work them out. They're doing well. Now, according to this guy's formula, because she has never had sex that mortified her, she can't have a good marriage. In fact, every woman, according to this very, very sleazy, skillful marketer, according to him, if a woman hasn't had sex that mortifies her, that she just wants to take a shower, she can't have a good marriage. That's stupid. Also cynical. And then you need to go back and say, who is this writer? Look, this is marketing. That's what they're doing. They're writing a sleazy article like this because they know it will get attention. And it's an insult to women. This is an insult to women. This is telling women, if you haven't traveled out of your country and had sex with some guy where you don't even speak the same language, and if you haven't had sex that mortifies you, then you're not capable of a good marriage. It's actually degrading to women. Notice what's missing in this? No discussion about a genuine, romantic, loving connection with the man you're having sex with. Completely gone. Out. Not there. So let's take the case of Woody Allen, who married a woman, I don't know, 30, 40 years younger than him. And it's possible that couple really loved each other. And she married him, I think, when she was like 21 or something. I'm not sure. Well, since he didn't have sex with someone who was significantly younger than her, she's not capable of having a good marriage. And also, she hasn't lived long enough to have all the other 12 sexual experiences she's supposed to have, so she can't have a good marriage. It's an insult. It's basically telling women, don't look for an emotional connection, don't be emotionally involved, and walk around with your little age calculator and have a list and check off and make sure you had sex with somebody of every age. It's very slick. Whoever wrote this is a very cunning writer and knows that if you write crap like this, you get a lot of attention.
Well, Joe, you definitely have given your insight to our audience and let them know about the 12 experiences and what you feel about it. We're going to talk to you a little bit more about that before we let you go, Joe. But right now I'm going to get back into this young lady who has graced us last week, Mesa. With this is one of the favorites off the album for me, Blue Velvet Soul. Here she is inside the Love Zone USA. It's entitled Pouring Rain.
Sometimes in life, gotta convince yourself. One day everything will be alright.
It's alright.
But it's so disappointing when you wake up to the same old fight.
I can feel the pouring rain. It's raining all over my face.
Loved good, I spend my evenings with Mike T on the LoveZoneUSA.com. He knows how to love you right.
You wanted what it feels.
R&B singer John Michael, and I will be joining the Sophisticated Ladies on the Girlfriend Network August 5th at 5 p.m. You can listen and chat with me. Listen in August 5th at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on thelovezoneusa.com.
Well, we're going to have him on October 28th. He's going to be on the Girlfriend Network with his new album. Not August. That's October 28th on the Girlfriend Network. It'll be live, and the Girlfriend Network will be entertaining and talking to him then about his brand new Sophisticated Lady album here inside the Love Zone USA. Well, before we go, I just want to talk a few more minutes to our guest, Joe Zajcik, who has been gracing us with his insight and presence about our topic tonight, the 12 sexual experiences of women that they should or may fantasize about having before they get married. So before we go, I want to ask Joe, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your background, too, Joe, before you go. So tell them a little bit about your background.
I have a good marriage. My wife and I have been together since 1977. That's 36 years. And I've helped lots and lots and lots of couples save their marriage, and I've helped very distressed individuals overcome their addiction problems. And I hope that this little interview brings another view to what the mainstream media is pushing.
Yeah, Joe, I think it will be. And, you know, being that you are a sex therapist, I'd like to ask you real quick about, you know, when people do have to come to you about their sexual, you know, deficiencies, and they have these trepidations, how would you suggest they go about that and looking for a counselor or someone to handle, you know, their sexual, you know, trepidation?
On my website, there's an interview. It's chapter 10, and it's how to find confident help. And that will give you a very, very good insight about whether or not the person can help you.
And almost but least, Joe, if someone in our audience wanted to contact you, how can they get in contact with you?
If you want to know about my approach, just do a search for The Most Personal Addiction. That's The Most Personal Addiction, and that explains how I overcame sex addiction and how I've been helping people overcome sex addiction since 1983. I've been doing addiction counseling since 1975. And that will explain further what to look for in a relationship, and we'll have a lot of discussion about the two forms of sex that are out there. One is genuine loving sex, and the other is meaningless sex.
Well, Joe, we'd like to thank you so much for coming on our show this evening and sharing your insight on this article that talked about the 12 sexual experiences that women, you know, should have before marriage. And before I let you go, Joe, really, why don't you tell our audience your closing thoughts on this particular article?
I hate to think of a young, impressionable woman listening to or reading this article and believing that this is what's required for a good marriage. It's absolutely, it's ridiculous, it's cynical, and it degrades women. That you do not have enough self-respect, you do not have enough confidence in yourself to seek a genuine loving relationship. Instead, you have to go out and check mark off all these 12 different experiences. It's really, it's wrong. And I do hope that this, any woman who's listening to this and, you know, is wondering, asking herself, what do I need to be? Who do I need to be? What kind of person do I need to be in order to have a good marriage? I hope this discussion has helped her.